mobile phones, and your health. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. With my standard warning about not confusing correlation and causation, there's news from the Centers for Disease Control that people who have just a mobile phone line and no home phone have unhealthier lifestyles. And for the first time, most American households are mobile only, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
There's a question we radio reporters ask a lot. Is this a landline?
Yes, it is.
We ask because landlines sound better than cell phones. Stephen Blumberg with the CDC started asking because his agency's surveys just used to reach landlines. That skewed the results. Turns out, people who only have mobile phones include a lot of younger people with different health behaviors.
They're more likely to drink heavily. They're more likely to smoke. They're more likely to be uninsured.
The CDC's stats on landlines raise concerns beyond health data. John Gasparini is with consumer group Public Knowledge.
Your copper phone line works when the power's out, right?
Cell phones need juice. Also, services like 911 and credit card readers were built around the landline system. And that system still has value, says Kareem Lakhani at Harvard Business School.
We have, you know, a network technology that hits almost every single home in the country.
Almost every home can still be connected to a landline. He says that connectivity could be used to create a newer, faster internet service. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
A person who says she was sexually harassed at Fox News by host Bill O'Reilly is in Britain to share her experience with broadcast regulators there. UK officials are trying to decide if Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox should be allowed to purchase the satellite TV company Sky for $15 billion. Now, this regulator looks at antitrust, but also has to decide if Fox owners are upstanding citizens, what the Brits call fit and proper. BBC business reporter Jonty Bloom is covering this.
The reason this is so important to the Murdochs is they tried to do this deal about 7 years ago, and it collapsed because of a scandal in their British newspapers. One of the newspapers, the News of the World, had found a way of hacking into the mobile phones, the cell phones, of celebrities, royalty, victims of crime. They broke into their voicemail and listened to messages that had been left there. And that scandal scuppered the last deal, and now we have a scandal at Fox. So people are looking at the Murdochs very closely.
And which explains the relevance of testimony by a woman who alleges she was sexually harassed at Fox News in the U.S.
Yes, it does. And she's over here at the moment doing a round of interviews. And what she has been saying is that the Murdoch brothers knew about what was going on at Fox and were in charge at the time. If it can find evidence that the Murdochs were somehow involved in another scandal, then they are going to be interested because there has already been a scandal in the past that has scuppered this deal.
All right. BBC business reporter Jonty Bloom in London. Thank you for this.
Pleasure, David.
The Murdoch brothers say they did not know what was going on, and Bill O'Reilly denies wrongdoing. A key measure of stock market dread fell 7% yesterday to its lowest level in a quarter century. It's even calmer today. Vanderbilt finance professor Robert Whaley is the creator of this index based on stock price volatility.
What it's telling you is how much institutions are willing to pay for portfolio insurance. So what you're seeing in the low level of VIX is that institutions are not particularly concerned about a sharp decline in the stock market.
Credit low employment in the U.S. and generally strong corporate profits for the calm. Each year, 10,000 girls from about 80 countries participate in a challenge called Technovation. They identify problems in their communities and then, supervised by mentors, create mobile apps to solve this. U.S. Bank backed some of the teams working to make financial apps. Marketplace's Annie Baxter met some of the young app developers in Minneapolis.
In a Minneapolis classroom after school, teenage coders are practicing their elevator pitches. They're on one of several U.S. bank-sponsored teams. Some Latin American girls, some Somalis, some white suburbanites. They've all spent weeks developing their apps.
Major problem. Young adults are spending their money on things they don't need, and parents are getting worried.
So that is why we have created this app. This app is named as Piggy Saver.
Piggy Saver helps kids save money. Catherine Gonzalez worked on it with the help of a local tech startup and an app-building template. She's 14, a Mexican immigrant, and has been coding for 2 years. She says she could use the app herself to manage money she gets from chores.
And I really have a hard time doing that because I like to spend a lot of money with Cheetos and clothes and everything.
Piggy Saver includes a quiz about financial choices and a financial goal tracker. Daisy Sunisaka, who's 13 and whose parents came here from Ecuador, says she joined the Technovation team with another goal in mind.
I may have an opportunity to make new friends since I don't have that much friends in my school.
U.S. Bank sponsored a half dozen Technovation teams in Minnesota. Stephanie Hemis-Betty is Senior VP of Innovation at the bank. She says the girls' ideas give the bank insights on the spending and saving habits of families from different cultural and economic backgrounds. One team's app actually helps parents save money.
Because the kids recognize that in their family, it might take the mom or the dad some time to get the money in order to pay them for chores, for example.
Another reason U.S. Bank is involved, they want these teenage girls to consider working for the company someday.
How many of you have a bank account?
Very good. So you don't need an app for that.
U.S. Bank Chief Executive Andy Cesari recently hosted some teams in the bank's boardroom way up in a skyscraper. Kind of intimidating. But many girls were totally confident as they presented their apps.
Users of our app can practice in our stock market without risking real money.
Daisy Sunisaka choked up in her presentation, describing her pride in the project.
I think I did kind of bad because I started crying.
She wasn't sure if that was okay, but no one seemed to notice. Girls who make it to the final stage of the Technovation Challenge in August could win the chance to pitch to Silicon Valley investors. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.